New revelations in a recent murder case are providing ammunition to advocates who say the New York Police Department doesn't do enough to protect victims of domestic violence who do not speak English. WNYC's Robert Lewis has been looking at the case.
Months before Daisy Garcia and her two young children were murdered in January, allegedly by her husband, police showed up at her house in Queens to investigate a domestic incident. But as the New York Post first reported, cops never translated her statement from her native Spanish to English before they entered it into their computer, meaning police didn't use one of the tools they have, a database of victim statements, to track and combat domestic violence. That revelation was deja vu for Edward Josephson, the director of litigation for Legal Services NYC.
It sounded very sadly familiar to us because we have been litigating a case in federal court for the past year based on similar stories from domestic violence victims.
The lawsuit contends that residents who don't speak English have trouble getting help from the cops. Josephson provided some records obtained through discovery in the case that call into question how often cops reach out for translation services in the field. According to the records, 911 operators used outside interpreters for 7,000 calls this past November. Police in the field and their supervisors called into the same service only 32 times.
If people are calling 911 and need language assistance when they're calling 911, they're going to still need language assistance when the police respond to the 911 call and come to their house.
It is possible NYPD officers who speak other languages are able to cut down on the use of outside translators. The NYPD says it has over 1,200 qualified interpreters within its ranks, but it's unclear how many of the calls were handled by NYPD personnel with language skills. The NYPD did not respond to a request for comment for this story. For WNYC, I'm Robert Lewis.